Main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.
Everyone, I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an audio excursion into the music of the harp from around the world. This week it's all in the family of the kora, the 21-stringed harp of West Africa. We'll be hearing music from some of the best-known West African kora players in this hour. And the influence of the kora is far-reaching, as we'll also hear from Nels Kircher from Germany, whose instrument of choice is the kora. Let's get it started with Nels Kircher's CD, Ancient Imitations.
Thank you.
From Germany, that was Miles Kircher from his concert recording Ancient Imitations Live. We just heard Sanu, expressing what he calls, quote, a gateway to an inner world beyond the superficial world of physical existence, end quote. We also heard from Niles' studio recording Ancient Imitations, beginning with the traditional West African song Alalake, followed by two original tunes, Inike and Isiga Feminden. It was a first for me when I heard this next artist, Sana Jabarta's recordings. She's the first female kora player to come from a griot family, the prestigious Jabarta family in this case, and as well as being a vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, and a composer. From her recording, Fasia, this is Sana Jabarta.
Yarabi, yarabi, e dolore di dunia. Yeah. naro tabara jale nye korome yede ngwezu le bamban
kulan nyaro tabara gelbe koro bablola sano badulola
In that last set, we heard two kora masters from the same family, beginning with Sona Jabarta from her CD Fasia. We heard Jarabi, Saya, and Mali Nise. And we heard a piece from Sona's grandfather, the Venerable Amadou Bansang Jabarta, from his CD Tabaro. We heard the title track. The Jabarta family of Mali are highly regarded griots who can trace their ancestry back to the kora for 71 generations. Yes, 71 generations. And the name Jabarta and Jabate are actually one and the same. Jabarta is the Anglophone spelling of Jabate. If you've heard previous editions of Harpistry, you may have guessed that Toumani Jabate is also a member of this illustrious griot family. He is the great-nephew of the soloist we heard in that last set, Amadou Bansang Jabarta. Although Toumani didn't learn to play the kora directly from his father, his talent was evident at a very early age, where as a child prodigy he made his public debut at the age of 13. From his Grammy-winning album with the great guitarist Ali Farka Touré, this is Toumani Jabarta. Thank you. illustrious member of the Djibouti griot family. That was Mamadou Djibouti from his Grammy-winning CD, Dugamansa. We heard Cora Mali. A playlist and a podcast of today's show can be had by visiting our website at krvs.org. As a reminder, you've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
A classic track by Vangelis from his score for the film Antarctica. Just one of the unusual sounds you'll hear every week on Hearts of Space. I'm Stephen Hill. Join me for an uninterrupted hour of ambient space and contemplative music from around the world and across the centuries on Hearts of Space.
Wednesday night at 11 on KRVS.
Greetings. I'm Jake Hebert.
And I'm Adam Chouard.